Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of an updated version of Crime Hunter. So I did a demo of Crime Hunter quite a while ago now, and this is essentially a newer version of it rewritten in Python. It's available for Mac OS and Windows. I'm gonna be running it on Mac OS, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to show off the features that are new and that have changed. The story mode, I believe, is the same, so I'm not going to demo that. But I am going to show you the new features. So let me go ahead. I actually already have the folder open in the Finder. So when you download this on the Mac, at least, there will be a folder called MacDist that you will have to copy to your applications folder. And it contains the following files. If I go to the top, we have
ch.app application, January 13th, 2021 at 10:42 a.m. 189.6 megabytes. Application.
That's the application file.
Changelog.txt plain text document.
That's the changelog.
How to make a custom level.txt plain text document.
That's a guide on making custom levels, which I'll briefly talk about here in a little bit.
Readme.txt plain text document.
And the README file. This version also is commercial, so I believe if you pay $10, you get access to some additional features. So I'm going to go back over to
ch.app application,
the Crime Hunter application.
VoiceOver off.
Turn off VoiceOver and hit Command O, which should open the game.
Loading. Crime Hunter main menu. Play.
So we've got play.
Options.
Options.
Registered to Christopher Wright.
I bought the game and I registered it, so it tells me that.
Crime Hunter has been ran a total of 9,594 times. Exit.
Then we have exit.
Options.
Let's go into options real quick.
Options menu. Change speech rate. Currently 280.
You can change the speech rate here.
Play cutscenes. True.
Play cutscenes. This is for the story mode.
Hold control to run. True.
If you hold down control and left and right arrow keys, you will run.
Use behind pitch decrease. False.
This turns off pitch decrease when things are behind you. I turn this off.
Go back. Crime Hunter main menu. Options. Registered to play.
So if we hit play now.
Select a game mode. Story mode.
So story mode is, I'm pretty sure, the same as the older version.
Endless.
Endless mode, this is new. This is what you unlock if you purchase the game. Essentially, what you have in here is either endless mode or auto endless mode. Auto endless mode, basically, you watch the computer play and, well, that's what it does. Endless mode essentially involves you walking through levels that get increasingly larger with more and more traps and things like that.
Auto endless.
Auto endless, that's the auto endless mode.
Enemy battlefield.
Enemy battlefield, this is essentially you're spectating enemies as they fight each other.
Custom levels.
And then we have custom levels.
Go back.
The free version, I believe, lets you access enemy battlefield, the story mode, and I believe you can play and download custom levels, but you can't upload them or share them. So endless mode is a paid feature primarily. So let me go back up here.
Auto endless story mode.
Let's show you endless.
Endless mode menu. Play.
So I hit enter there and we can go up and down this menu.
View scoreboard. Go back. View scoreboard.
There's a scoreboard for each mode.
Play.
I'm going to hit play. And we are launched into the level. I'm going to move to the right. So, just like most other audio games in this style, you have 1 through, I think, 8 are your weapons.
Fists, feet. Knife, sword, machine gun, grenades.
Or 1 through 6, actually.
Grenades.
Left and right arrows make you move. Up arrows jump. So you press the up arrow and you hold
1 point.
Right arrow.
Either select what you want to spend points on, or press a number or a letter spoken at the beginning of each item name to buy that specific point upgrade. Max health, 0. 1 H increases your maximum health points by 500 points.
So, let's see. Let me go through keys and then I'll explain what's happening. The space bar is your weapon. H checks your health. All the standard keys that you would come to expect from these types of audio games. So, now what has happened is I actually jumped into the next level. So at the end of each level of endless mode, you'll hear it ding. And if you walk into that, you will be taken to this screen. Here you have points that you can use to improve your character. So if you hit P, I thought there was a way to check points.
Buy a potion power. Obstacle max. You have 1 usable points.
Yeah, so if you hit end to go to the bottom of the menu, it will tell you how many points you have. I'm going to go up this menu.
No banked points.
Banked points, I believe this lets you store points for future use, but you have to have like 2 or 3 points before you can store 1. The benefit seems to be that these will carry over between games, so you might want to use this.
You do not have enough points to store yet. You don't have the 5 points to buy a grenade.
So, a lot of these allow you to improve your character, as I said. You can buy grenades.
You don't have the 4 points to buy a machine gun cartridge.
You can buy more ammo for your gun.
You don't have the 3 points to buy a potion.
Potions will heal you. You can hit P to drink a potion.
Buy a hazard cover for 1 point. 6.
Hazard point for... or a hazard cover. These will cover hazards.
Potion power. 0. 5 P. Increases your potion's heal range by 25 health points.
This obviously makes your potions... It makes them better so that they will make you heal much more.
Obstacle spacer. 0.40 increases the amount of space between obstacles the game places. This makes a difference at higher levels.
This increases the space of obstacles because as the levels get higher, obstacles will become closer and closer together.
Range. 0.3 R increases your weapon range by 1 point.
So that's your range for your weapon.
Damage. 0.2 D. Increases your weapon damage by 25 points.
And it's saying 2D, 3...
Range. 0.3 R. Increases your weapon range by 1 point.
Those are telling you that you can either press the number or the letter to jump to that option.
Max health. 0.1 H. Increases your maximum health points by 500 points.
So let's get some more health here.
500.
And we're on level 2.
Level 2.
You can press L to check that.
Knife. Sword.
Let's go in here.
1 point. Damage. 0.25.
Increased damage. So, essentially...
1 grenade.
This is how the game goes. Also, to look at your inventory, you hit tab.
Empty. Empty.
Which is
empty.
Telling me nothing right now.
One point. Damage. 50.
Increased
knife.
Damage.
Sword.
You've got a fire pit here.
69.7%. 1 machine gun cartridge. 1 point. Damage. 50. Max health. 500. 1000. Knife. Sword.
We got a spike here that you have to jump over.
Level 5.
I'll play this until about level 10.
1 point. Damage. Max health. 1500.
Some more health. Oop. jump up and hold the arrow to jump over that pit.
One potion, 78 point potion, one.
So I'm gonna hit P. Or I thought you could hit P. Potion, you may just have one. To tab to it and hit enter.
82.5%, 88.7%, 93.7%, 93.7%, 93.7%.
And as you can tell, the potion takes a while to actually heal you. But I was checking my health with H.
1 point. Damage. 50. 75.
Increased damage.
Sword. Empty.
And we have a spike. Now,
grenades.
Let's try a grenade here.
0 grenades in your hand, with 2 grenades in reserve.
So I'm going to hit R to load it. And throw a grenade, which also has the added effect of destroying... let me make sure I'm... There we go. So... If you toss a grenade, this also has the added effect of destroying spikes, which is quite useful. Just gonna walk here to the right.
Level 7.
We're on level 7.
1 point. Damage. Range. 0. Max health. 2000. Sword.
Alright. Jump makes you go faster.
1 point. Damage. Max health. 2,500. One grenade. Empty. 79.
So yeah, basically you keep going until you die. Let's see.
Level 9.
Yeah, I'll do one more level.
One point. Damage. Max health. 2,500. 3,000.
Now there is... I want to say this is new, but if you press D...
Objects viewer. 2 objects found. 1 enemies. 2 hazards. Enemy. 65, 0 with knife and 238 HP.
This gives you a list of objects in the...
You, 46, 0.
That's me.
Enemy, 65. You, 46, 0.
It's a bomb.
59.5%, empty.
Also, I believe if you hit shift... let's
see. Environment viewer, max X, 120. 4 objects found. You, 65, 0.
Right, so shift D is the environment viewer, which also gives you information about the environment.
Spike hazard, you, you, gravel platform, 0 to 120, 0. Fire hazard, 2, 20 to 22, 0. You, 65, 0. Spike hazard, 90, 0.
So that gives you an idea of what to expect. Oop, wait, why is it? Oop, this is acting weird. Give me just a second.
Voiceover on CH, Crime Hunter 2.3 window, Crime Hunter 2.3 window.
And trying to figure out why it just locked up on
voiceover off.
Come on.
Voiceover on CH. Are you sure you wish to exit? No.
Okay.
Voiceover off.
Let's actually go here to the next level.
1 point. Damage. 75. 2D. Increases your weapon damage by 25 points.
So I think what happened was I held down control with the arrows, and that activates dashboard, or I guess it's not called dashboard anymore in macOS, but it's the expose thing. So you will want to turn those off, and I'm going to show you how to do that, because it reminds me to do, or that I need to do that. So
range, max health.
We've got some more health.
3,500.
Let's show you what happens when you die. So this is a force field. That means it's on. That means it's off.
55.4%, 45.4%, 34%, 29.6%, 12.1%, 7.3%, 4.6%. You made it to level 11. You made it to level 11.
Right, so this is what happens if you die, so I'm going to hit enter.
Yay. This is a new high score. You can post it on the scoreboard. Yay. Endless mode menu. Play. Post high score.
So then we can post the score.
Your position is 50. Endless mode menu.
Enter.
Go back. Select endless. Story. Endless. Auto endless.
So auto endless is the same concept, except the computer is controlling your character. Let's
auto
show
endless
you that.
View score. Play. Select AI speed. 1.25x. Normal.
So you can adjust how quickly it moves.
1.25x, 1.5x, 1.75x, 2x, 2.25x, 2, 1, normal.
Let's still just do normal.
1 points. Either select what you want to spend points on, or press a number or a letter. Damage, max health.
So that's the computer.
0, 500.
I'll do max health.
1 point. Damage, 25.
Damage.
1 points. Either select what you damage, 25. 2D increases your weapon damage by 25 points.
So basically the computer is playing. You can change weapons, and that will change what weapon the computer's using. So if you press number 5,
50, machine gun.
Now it's using the machine gun.
1 point damage, 50. 2D
so
increases your weapon damage by 25 points.
This just keeps going. Basically, now what you can do if you want to end this in a rather amusing way is when you're playing this and you're in a level, if you hit U
75, well, off we go then. You made it to level 5. Yay. This is a new high score. Auto endless mode menu. Post high score. Your position is 51.
So you will make the AI kill itself, basically, in a hazard.
Auto endless view. Go back.
So that's auto endless mode.
Select a game. Endless. Story mode. And auto endless. Enemy battlefield.
Enemy battlefield. This one is pretty basic, but I'll show you.
Battlefield menu. Play. Go back. Play.
So we'll hit play.
You are on a concrete platform above a group of enemies. They will fight with each other and then respawn one side. Random things will happen on the level as well. Note. Everything is completely 100% overdramatic on purpose. Enjoy.
So, yeah, basically the AI will fight itself and random things will happen. You'll get cars and spikes and hazards and all kinds of crazy things happening. So let's just hit enter. And you can listen here. Off to the right, there's a bunch of enemies. I'm going to walk to the right here. Enemies falling into things. If you press F1,
mod menu, spawn enemies.
So F1 allows you to do lots of things. You can spawn enemies,
kill enemy,
you can kill them,
change enemy target,
you can change what each enemy is targeting,
spawn cars,
you can make cars,
kill car, spawn spikes, spawn fires, remove hazard. Spawn boulders. Remove boulder. Spawn chopper. Auto spawn random surfaces. True.
And then the rest of these are pretty, I would say they explain each other quite well.
Auto spawn spikes. True. Auto spawn cars. True.
If you don't want things to automatically spawn, you turn these off.
Auto expand the playing field. True. Auto spawn enemies. True.
So the playing field will expand as you continue to play. So, you know, it's a decent mode. It's a decent little time waster, but it's purely, you're purely observing the computer. So you may or may not like this, but that's basically that mode. Now we're just, going at it, there's a spike, and I can hit the letter C.
55.
To check my coordinates. Let's walk back over here to these enemies.
Are you sure you wish to exit? No, yes.
And when you get tired of it, you just hit escape and then choose yes.
Crime Hunter main menu, option, play.
Last thing I'm going to show you here real quick.
Select a game, auto, enemy, custom levels.
Our custom levels. There is a text file that comes with the game that explains how to make these. Essentially, you are writing a text file that defines different things on the level. So you can specify how many enemies you want, what types of enemies, what types of weapons they have, how big you want the playing field to be, what you want the ground tile to be like. You can make platforms, so like you could make a staircase that goes up and you could have a level on top of levels. You can spawn all the standard obstacles, so boulders and spikes and cars and all those things.
Go back. Custom levels.
So if we go in here,
custom levels menu, play a local level.
This lets you play levels that you've downloaded.
Compile a level.
The compile options.
Play a shared level. Compile a level.
That is only available to people that have the paid version. It will take your level and encrypt it. That way players can't read the file.
Play a shared level.
This lets you browse levels that have been uploaded to the server.
Save a shared level.
This lets you save a level to your computer for playing it offline.
Share a level.
And share a level, which I believe is also a paid option. This will let you upload your level to the server.
Go back. Save a play a shared level.
So let's just play a shared
select
level.
Select level to road __ rage. Crime Hunter compiled level.
It tells you if they're compiled or not.
Spikes, Crime Hunter compiled level. Get __ item, Crime Hunter compiled level. Little __ fires __ everywhere, Crime Hunter compiled level.
You can also hit the space bar, which will tell you more information.
Created by Maddie. First, Crime Hunter compiled level. Created by James.
So I'm going to hit enter on this one.
This is a level that has a shit ton of guns. This is a level that has a shit ton of guns.
We got
objects viewer, 29 objects found. Chopper, you. Chopper, 12, 32.
You got choppers.
Chopper, 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 chopper. Enemy, enemy, fist, fist, 30. Enemy, 40, 0 with fists and 500. Chopper, door, 50, 0. Chopper, 51. Enemy, enemy, machine gun bullet. Chopper, enemy, 95. Machine gun bullet,
so
88, 50.
You got choppers and enemies.
Knife, sword.
Sword here. Take out these choppers before they land. You just jump it.
One grenade, one machine gun cartridge. Grenades. One life. Custom levels menu. Compile a
and
level.
And there you go.
Go back. Select endless. Go back. Crime hunt options.
That's an example of how a custom level works.
Red crime exit.
But yeah, I was taking out those choppers because if they land, they will spawn a bunch of enemies. And so to take them out, you have to jump up and use your weapon. So that's Crime Hunter. Now, the other thing I want to show you.
Voiceover on Finder. Close window, Macintosh.
Is if you're on macOS, you'll want to disable the keyboard commands for. It's not called dashboard anymore. Actually, let me pause the game or pause the recording, and look this up real quick, and I will get back to you very shortly as to how this actually works, because I need to look at this real quick. All right, so it's called Mission Control, and it's basically, from what I can tell, it's Apple's version of virtual desktops, which I don't find very useful as a voiceover feature. I don't think it was ever optimized for voiceover, but there are keyboard shortcuts that it uses. The ones we're concerned with are control, up, down, left, and right arrows, which can mess with games like this one. So
Doc,
if we go into system preferences,
system preferences, system preferences, window, toolbar.
And I'm going to go system to the right.
Sign, preference panes, scroll area. In preference panes, battery, button.
And we're looking for keyboard, so I'm just going to hit K.
Keyboard, button.
And the space bar.
Loading keyboard, window, toolbar.
Now, I'm using macOS Big Sur. This might change in the future, but for right now, this is how it should work.
Keyboard, keyboard, text, shortcuts, tab, 3 of 5. Selected.
Going to select this tab.
Input source, shortcuts, selected, tab, 3 of 5.
This lets you customize keyboard shortcuts for lots of different things.
Input, dictation, tab, to change a shortcut, select it, click the key combination, and then type the new keys. Shortcuts categories, table, row 2 of 8, category expose, image, mission control, image selected.
The mission control category is already the one that's currently here. So I'm going to move to the right.
Vertical splitter. Mission control shortcuts table.
And we're going to interact.
In mission control shortcuts table. Mission check checkbox. Column 1, row 1.
So
select to turn on.
Oop, let me read the hint again.
Select to turn on a shortcut in the list.
Okay. On the left side, you have checkboxes for each thing.
Mission control. Control up arrow. Column 2, row 1. Check checkbox.
So I'm
column 1,
uncheck
row
this.
Uncheck. Uncheck checkbox.
And I'm going
to
move down this column.
Check checkbox. Uncheck.
And I'm going to actually uncheck all of these.
Check checkbox. Uncheck. Check checkbox. Uncheck. Check checkbox. Uncheck. Uncheck checkbox. Uncheck checkbox. Uncheck checkbox. Uncheck checkbox. Out of mission control shortcuts.
So these are all off now.
Finder.
And we can close that window. So essentially, that's how you do it. If you're finding that control and the arrow keys don't behave as expected, that's probably why, because when you hit control up arrow, it opens up a view, I think, of all your open windows, and control left and right arrow will change between any desktops that you may have made. But like I said, I don't find this particularly useful for anyone that's using VoiceOver, because Command tab always moves through your active or through all your programs, not the programs on the current desktop. So I would turn these off, especially if you're not planning on using this feature. And of course, this is only on the Mac. You don't have to worry about this if you're on Windows. But anyway, that's an overview of Crime Hunter 2.0. It's an okay game. I guess it's an okay time waster. It's written in Python, so it's cross-platform, and it works a lot better than it did when it was written in BGT. But anyway, that's going to do it for me. So as always, if you guys have any questions or comments, just leave those. And if you want to get in touch with me, of course, just ask, and I will give you my email. You know what, I might as well do it here too. My email, for those of you that may want to get in contact with me, is christopher.j.wright, the number 4, at gmail.com. That is christopher, period, or dot j dot w-r-i-g-h-t, the number 4, at gmail.com. So anyway, I hope you found this useful. You guys take care. And I will be back at some point to do something else. Bye.